we're back to this. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host Jace. This is Madison. Today we got a special episode. It's going to be another lifestyle type of episode. Before we get into it though, we want to have a little bit, we have a little bit of news. Madison just recently got engaged.
Thanks.
Wanted to point that out. Oh, congratulations, thank you, Madison. Congratulations.
It's something.
Yeah.
It's weird. I feel like it's one of those things where like you hear about it as like a kid, like, oh, you'll get married.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
when
I'm,
actually
like, I'm an adult today. Yeah, like, I'm an adult adult. I'm getting real jewelry.
Yeah,
I will say I was caught off guard, and the video's kind of funny. Only because I literally just go, he asked. I completely blacked out. I don't even know what he said.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I literally go, well, yeah.
Yeah, obviously, well, dumbass.
I've been waiting, but thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. I appreciate it. But yeah, no, very stressful.
No, that was great. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thanks.
You know, we're in this for the long run, so I'm glad that, you know, I'm just happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
And then, going to the whole California trip that we took back in 2019, before we get into that, I wanted to ask you and give the viewers or the podcast listeners some background on us.
Okay.
When did we meet? And how did we meet? Because a lot of people ask me, who is that that you're recording
with? Who is that? Did you find her on the street?
Yeah.
Well, I guess probably when my sister... Because I met you through my sister.
Yeah.
Because you guys were in band together.
And yeah,
you guys
so
had a mutual friend.
Was it my sophomore year and her freshman year then? It was probably. Okay, we'll
or
just go with that.
It was probably your junior year.
Her sophomore.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. So I'm a bad friend,
for
I'm
quite
sorry.
That's fine. For quite some time. Yeah, we met through my sister though. Because you guys were in band.
Okay,
you didn't tell the listeners what you played?
I played the saxophone. You know, probably one of the coolest instruments.
Do you still play?
Absolutely not. It's in the corner of my room collecting dust. And the new case that I got. So
you got a new case just a little
bit. Well, like, my last year, I got, like, the new case and everything.
In the last year?
My senior year. I got a case. And now it's just, like, in the corner.
The last year, I was like, so you bought a new case?
No, so I bought a new case 4 years ago, pretty much.
Maybe you should pick it back up.
No.
You can play our theme song.
I will not be doing that. But yeah, and then after that, 2019 or 20.
When did you graduate?
I graduated in 2018.
So yeah, the year after. I think you just stopped working at DSW.
No, I started working in 2018.
Did you?
Did I?
No, but I mean by the time we took the trip.
Oh,
you
no.
You started in 2018.
No, I was still working there.
Were you?
I think so.
No.
Because I got my 1 year.
You quit, though.
In March of 2019.
Okay. Well, we went into California June of 2019.
Oh, that's awkward. That's really awkward, then. But, yeah, no, I started working at DSW in 2018, and then we just became closer. And then...
Yeah. Well, because I got you the job.
Yeah, you got me the job.
DSW.
Don't know why I ever... took that up, but
I said honestly,
I appreciate
it's a great
it.
Opportunity. You'll get paid $5 an hour, and you'll get berated every day.
And you guys know about our DSW shenanigans and our had to quit episode, so you know how crazy that was. But yeah, it's been great ever since.
It's been
right.
So we've been friends for like 5 years.
5 years, is that the math? Okay.
I feel like that's a good amount. I feel like a lot of people aren't friends for that long. I feel like
that's
after
true.
5 years, you have to be friends forever. I don't make the
that question. Is true. Actually, after this podcast, I'm dumping you off on the side of the road.
Well, I get half the downloads. All 10 of them. I get half of them.
Anywho, that's some background on Madison and I. Didn't just find her on the random
on the
corner.
Street. Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah,
or?
You know, we've been at this. We've been saying we want to do podcasts for what? Years.
For like 3 years at least.
Yeah, so now that we're finally doing it, it's actually kind of nice. I like it.
Nice.
It's therapeutic to talk.
Because it's something that you don't think... I feel like you think you have to have more... You're lying. I feel like... it's my car getting broken into.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, I would be... I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be pissed. But like, I feel like it's one of those things... that you don't realize is as obtainable as it is until you start planning to do a podcast.
Oh, 100%. Like, literally right now, we're in the car listening to this car alarm going off in this parking lot with a microphone and an iPad.
And vibes.
Yeah, and vibes. So if you ask why the quality's kind of poo-poo, that's why. But, you know, it's like a chill, unfiltered, like, environment, you know? You sit in the car and have deep talks at 8:02 at night.
We love it.
The night before you're supposed to release the podcast.
Yeah, we love it.
So, you know.
It's called being spontaneous.
Exactly. Whatever. Okay. And then you also took a trip to New York this past weekend. How was that?
It was fun. I went to Connecticut. I don't know if there's any Gilmore Girls listeners. Probably not.
Yeah.
No, it's not looking good. Maybe your friends' girlfriends, probably. But it is... The town that it was based off of is in Connecticut. So me, Kate, and Elena went to Connecticut to basically live out our little Gilmore Girls fantasy. But we went to New York for the like one of the days and slept over in the city.
I saw that. No Conjuring House? Just to keep the vibes spooky, you know?
Okay, considering our Airbnb, I sent you a video of it. We were the only ones there, owners included. We're just not there.
Oh,
like,
really?
We showed up and we were like, huh, that's weird. There's no cars in the parking lot. There's not a light on. It was like 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Like, it wasn't late, but it was dark.
Just cobwebs and
flickering
lights.
So Elena, like, went in and they just, like, left our key on the table and was just like...
They said, hey, the ghost, he gets kind of cozy.
He's like, no, really. So, like, Kate called the emergency number and was like, hey, like... I know you left me the key. I don't know where to go, though. Oh, we're just at the... Because it's not like a hotel.
Oh, there's like multiple rooms, though, right?
Yeah, and it was... It looked like someone's house.
Yeah, it looks very like Victorian style, like,
yeah,
old-timey.
Whole vibes, but we didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
So the guy comes in. He goes, oh, sorry, you guys are the only ones here for the night. I was like, okay. They didn't lock the door. Our only lock protection between us and the outdoors was literally a door that barely locked.
Oh, okay. So, hey, that's better than nothing.
But definitely ghosts.
Were you guys all in the same room or split up into different rooms?
So we were in the same room, but it was technically like two separate rooms, but they were just connected. But our bathroom was like outside of the room, like across the hall by the staircase. There's like three rooms in between us and our bathroom.
I thought you were gonna say like dorm style, where it's like a room, then like the bathroom, and then like another room.
So no, I wish, but no, we had to like just bring our clothes in there so we didn't have to naked shuffle across four rooms.
You definitely, if I would have went, you definitely would have heard 2 a.m. just.
No.
Just hear me just running to the bathroom to take a shit. Like,
well, that's the thing. Like, Kate was like, so I have to shit, or like I have to do something, and I have to like run.
You're gonna be like, there's a ghost here.
Across
no, that's just
hallway.
Kate. Just run.
No, literally, she was like, I don't even want to go anywhere by myself because it's spooky. It's literally,
yeah.
And it's from like the 1800s, so that's definitely haunted.
Yeah, anything in Connecticut, you know. Like, upstate, probably New York. Like, anything in the Rhode Island area, probably 99% haunted.
Do you like the West Coast better?
Yeah.
Or the East... Okay.
And you'll get... We'll get into that, like, in a sec, after we hear your story. But I do prefer the West Coast.
Damn.
Do you not prefer the... Oh, you're a Pennsylvania, New York kind of gal, so...
Why Pennsylvania?
Because you're a Steelers fan.
Oh, I was like... Okay. I've been to Hershey Park.
I've been to Hershey Park once.
Yeah, I do prefer the East Coast. But I think I prefer the weather.
In the West Coast.
Because, Connecticut was beautiful. It was, like, a high... But in that New York, it was, like, a high of, like, 40.
That's cold.
But I love the cold, though. I thrive.
I'm like, sick right now because of the cold.
That sucks. But, like, I love the cold. I love gloomy weather.
Okay, I do like the rain.
I thrive.
I can get
like
that.
Elena was like, oh, like I feel like I would be like really like depressed like living here because it's like gloomy and cloudy. And I'm like, no, I love that shit. Like, I love it.
Elena's also a redhead. Anything they do is kind of just questionable.
Off.
Yeah.
Not her fault. genetics.
She was born into...
she was born into this life. Yeah, no. I mean, I did like... That obviously it's cold because it's the winter. But, like, when we went to California and it was during the summer, it was, like, 60 degrees.
It wasn't bad.
Here, yeah. It's, like, 95. 90,
yeah.
I'm sweating down every crack. Yeah. Every crack that I have, it's sweaty. And it's 95 degrees. It's humid.
Yeah.
It's a different type. Even when it's cold and it's humid, it's, like, a wet cold. Like, a lot of people move down here from, like, New York and places, and they say that it feels so much colder at, like, 40, 50 degrees here versus, like, in New York or, like, in Pennsylvania 100%. Or whatever.
I agree. I can't stand the cold here. I can't stand the heat here. I don't know why I'm still here. I
can't stand anything.
Anywho, let's talk about our California trip.
Yeah. We went from
June 3rd.
June 3rd to the 7th, I think.
I mean... This trip was pretty spontaneous, too. It was, like we said, I was still working at DSW when we kind of just, you know, made the plans. And I was like, hey, you want to go to California? Because for a little background instance, I went to California the year previous in 2018 for my graduation trip, I guess. For my, like, my parents took me because I always wanted to go to California, L.A., see all that kind of stuff. So I went to L.A., San Diego, and San Francisco. And, you know, just did all the touristy stuff. Like, I went to a Dodger game, and we saw the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. We saw Rodeo, like, all that kind of stuff in L.A. And I loved it so much, I was like, let's go back. And my parents didn't want to go back, because they're content here in Florida. So I was like, let's get some friends and go. So I was like, DSW, I don't think I was taking a customer at the time, but I was like, hey, Madison, over the headset.
You want to go?
I was like, hey, you want to go to California? I really want to go again. And you were like, yeah. And then from there, we invited two more people, two familiar voices, Brandy and Jake. And the rest is history. We got our tickets on April 19th, so literally a month before.
Which is so crazy, because I feel like if you tried doing that now, you'd be paying like $800 for a ticket. Oh,
100%. And that... We just looked it up, how close we booked the tickets to actually going, and I can't believe that I did that. Like, literally a month and a half, and, like, we're already going.
And we were not concerned. No. I would like to point that out. We weren't concerned. We literally met up at a Starbucks, and we were like, yeah, like, let's just buy the tickets now. Like, we all are off this day, not taking into consideration that, again, it was a month and a half before the trip.
All four of us work at the same exact store.
And we all just took off and just hope for the best.
If DSW is closing, and I'm going to say it. I'm going to say DSW. It's out the back. We've been saying it. A couple people called me out. They're like, we know it's DSW. I said, all right. But, yeah, that's probably why they're closing. Or this store in particular.
Probably.
Because they're still recovering from the 4 or 5 days that we all requested off.
They said, oh, so all of our manager, our main opener mid... And two of our closers just gone for the week. And we're like, yes.
Yeah, they had to close down the store because of us.
See you on Sunday or Monday or whenever we came back. Well, we went during the week, which I feel like helped with, like, the touristy stuff. Because it wasn't as busy.
100%.
Because it was during the summer.
Well, to start off, we arrived on June 3rd of 2019. And I remember bits and pieces of it. Like, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and I remember going from, like, the airport straight to In-N-Out.
Yeah.
But we didn't do that.
No. We went to Starbucks because we literally... Because, obviously, there's a time change between here and California.
Which we didn't take into account, even though... No.
So,
it's...
We took a... And we had an early flight. Like, yeah. Our flight, I think, was at, like, 7 in the morning. So, we were supposed to land, I think, like, 12 our time... But
nine.
It was nine their time. Yeah. So we couldn't check into our Airbnb until like 3. And we obviously like none of us, I think all of us at the time, well, not I think we were, all of us were under 25.
Oh,
so we
couldn't
rent a car or anything.
Which you don't have to be 25 now to rent the car, rent a car.
When did they change that?
I think it's always been that you don't have to be 25, that you just have to pay a little extra.
Oh.
Because I rented the car to go to San Francisco to Vegas, and we just had to pay a little bit extra because we were under that 25 age.
Well, apparently we didn't do that.
We didn't do that. Honestly, that's fine.
We didn't, because split between the four of us, the Ubers and stuff weren't bad.
No.
For it, which was fine. But, like, we Ubered to Starbucks, and then we walked with our luggage to In-N-Out.
Probably the worst
Huffing
thing.
It.
Looking back at it, that was probably the worst thing we probably could have done. We easily could have gotten mugged.
We were targets. We were easily literally, targets, the group.
We had tourists just written on our foreheads.
Oh, yeah.
With the luggage walking down. I don't even know what
street. Us just kiki-kiing. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, we're in California.
Playing Miley Cyrus, you know, part in the USA.
Yeah, cute party in the USA. People are mugging us. People are getting mugged around us, so we're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The In-N-Out was packed, though, too.
Yeah.
Literally had to put our luggage just under the table, and it was, ugh.
It was stressful, and I feel bad I didn't like In-N-Out like that.
That kind of made me upset, but, you know, we forgive and we forget, so that's all right.
Why do you like In-N-Out so much?
Because,
let's just take it out of the equation. McDonald's, arguably, I think is better than In-N-Out.
The thing about In-N-Out is, I think the reason it tastes better is because of the atmosphere and basically, like, one is the customer service. If y'all have never been to In-N-Out, there's people coming up to you asking if you want to refill it. This is the West Coast Chick-fil-A.
Not the Chick-fil-A.
Like, this thing is good. And then, two, it's only on the West Coast. So, it's one of those special things.
Like cookout.
Exactly. Maybe, like, if we lived in California or on the West Coast, we wouldn't enjoy it as much. Or I wouldn't enjoy it as much. Because that'd be in, like, my rotation with Chick-fil-A, like, all that kind of stuff. But because I maybe eat it once every other year whenever I go, it has, like, that little special, like, zing. And, you know,
That's how I feel about Zaxby's.
But you can get Zaxby's.
Where?
You can look one up. I'm not
There's
sure.
not. They had one in Waters. They closed it.
Because it's ass.
I just don't even think you... I can't even believe you just said that.
Yeah,
they
I did.
They have cheese curds. Cheese bites.
Culver says cheese curds.
Yeah, but it's not the same. They have butter burgers.
Okay. All right. But in the animal style, like, obviously iconic with In-N-Out, so you have to get those. I think, like I said, I think it's just the vibe, the atmosphere you get. You know, you're in California... It's associated with In-N-Out.
Yeah.
You gotta do it.
You have to. I will say it's definitely something you have to try once.
Yeah, and then if you like it, you can go there again. If you don't, you don't.
Because what's animal style? Isn't it just like Russian dressing?
Yeah, it's like Thousand Island dressing, I guess, with like onions or caramelized onions and cheese.
Not an animal dressing gown.
So, I think, it's not bad. It's good food. Don't let her tell you it's...
Because it's very basic for what it is. For the hype.
Whatever. Either love it or you hate it kind of thing, so. But, we did that, and then we just sat there, until 3? Or 2, something?
Well, we sat there because I think we got to Target... Not Target. Starbucks. We got to Starbucks. We got somewhere. And then we were at Starbucks, I feel like, for quite some time.
Yeah, we were there for a pretty penny.
Like, 2 hours. Yeah. And then I think we messaged the Airbnb host. Sweetie, can we come in at, like, 2? Or, like, 1? And she's like, "Ee." That Airbnb, though, I've checked since, like, I think as recently as probably, like, 3 or 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. That Airbnb is still available. I would 100% stay at that Airbnb
again. Oh, it was
again.
So
it was
nice.
In a perfect location.
Well, before we get to the Airbnb, I do remember going, the Uber driver got lost, didn't
yeah.
he? On the way there.
And he was like, he goes, "Which way do we go?" We're like, "We don't know."
Just came from across the country.
Especially since we had our bags with us. Like, just assume.
Yeah, like.
That if we're staying in an Airbnb and we just have nothing but our belongings in a suitcase.
Which was weird because he got lost and I thought we got scammed because, like, Uber do the is it like a taxi where, like, it depends, like, the time and, like, how far you go? Is that how much they charge?
They have, like, I think kind of, but it's more of like if it's like a busy time.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so
if
it's
you're
like
trying
kind of
to
set.
Get an Uber to, like, the Bucks stadium at 1 p.m. It's going to be like a surge.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's high demand.
Well, anywho, we got lost, and I thought he purposely, like, said, okay, these people are tourists. I'm going to get lost so I can run up the bill on them, you know? I think he genuinely just got lost.
I think he genuinely had no fucking idea where we were.
Yeah, and he was telling us about his, like, movie or acting career.
Oh, yeah, and we were like, he was, like, telling us that it was his movie and acting career, then he started talking about politics.
Oh, yeah.
I literally blacked that out, and then he started talking, because I can tell you, like, I remember, like, the road that we were going down as he was, like, looking in the rearview mirror, having no idea where we were going, and was just like, yeah, like, I've read a couple scripts for X, Y, and Z. I'm like, can you just get me to my Airbnb?
That's what I'm saying.
I love the struggling actor trope. We love. I need to go anywhere. Not in this car with you, sir.
That's what I'm saying. Him telling us about his acting career is like us going around Tampa being like, yeah, we're famous podcasters.
Dead ass.
And like, we're not.
Have you heard of anything we're in? No, probably not.
Like, exactly. That was so useless. But then we got to the Airbnb, and like, it was like an apartment, and that was so nice.
And it had like a balcony.
Oh yeah.
And it was in an apartment building.
Yeah, it was like in Anaheim area, or Pasadena area. My bad. Madison's just correcting me all the time, I guess. But yeah, it was like the Pasadena area, and honestly, great times in the Airbnb.
Oh, absolutely. We played Manhunt.
An apartment.
I will say, though, we got creative with the spots to play Manhunt.
Oh.
Between, like, the closet.
I fit in places I didn't even know I could fit in, honestly.
Under the dumbest one was probably just laying under the blanket.
That was, who did that? Was it?
That was me.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad you called yourself out.
It was me and Jake.
Because I would have assumed. Yeah, I would have assumed that it was you anyway, but. Yeah, no, we played Manhunt. What else did we do? We just watched.
Well, the first
thing we played Cards Against Humanity one night.
We played Cards Against Humanity. We played other board games. The first night we got there, we went to Target. And, like, we were all thrown off because they charge 5 cents a bag in California if you, like, get one. Even though
the environment.
Yeah, they're like, you better carry this. Because I don't think we ended up getting bags.
Did we? I think we did.
We got, like, well, you did. I was like, honestly, fuck the environment. I'm not paying 5 cents. But we didn't do anything. We didn't do much the first night, but I feel like that was fine. Because traveling that far, like, I'm not going to lie, that flight really took me forever.
5 hours, yeah.
That was god awful.
That's, anytime you're doing that kind of flight, it's awful. 5 hours just sitting down, in economy.
No thoughts.
Like, no thoughts. Trying to watch a movie, but it's hard.
We did a lot.
Did we?
I feel
that first day? Or?
No. Okay. Because, like, I feel like we made up for it the next day, though.
Okay, what did we do the next day?
Because the next day is when we went and toured the Dodger Stadium.
Okay.
And then...
Did we go to the Angels game?
We went to the Angels game that night.
If you guys didn't know, I'm a huge baseball fan. Or me and Jake, one of the other guys that we met.
Oh, I lied.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seemed way too...
Okay, we went to the Dodgers game, and then we went to Rodeo Drive, where we saw the Drake store.
Oh, okay. So, I remember this now. So,
and then we went to the Griffith
Observatory?
Observatory.
So, like I said, I'm a huge baseball fan. Jake, the other guy that we went with, also a big baseball fan. And my favorite team is the Dodgers. So I was like, when I went the previous year, we went to the Dodgers game and we toured at the time AT&T Park, which is in San Francisco, and Petco Park in San Diego. And so I was like, wow, this is really cool because they take you through the clubhouse and, you know, all throughout the stadium, and you really get to see like the insides of, you know, like
we saw some players.
Yeah, we did see some players, and I think like, that was really cool when I did it the previous year. So I was like, let's do it again. I know, Madison, you're kind of a baseball fan. You're a Yankees fan.
I like how you say that. Like, it's a separate. You're not a baseball fan.
It is a separate thing.
Because we're the best.
On the record, yes, they are. Hopefully no one's listening to this that
all I work your friends with, immediately clock you.
I work with. Hopefully no one's listening to that. Brandy, not a baseball fan at all.
No, poor Brandy.
Which I felt really bad about, but we made up for it later.
Because, like, if you think about it at, like, a basic level of showing somebody that's not interested in baseball, like, look at these guys hit some balls. In the quietest sport, one of the most quiet sports besides like golf and tennis, but like compared to like basketball or like football.
Well, yeah, so we decided to do that and that was super fun. I really enjoyed that.
I really enjoyed
I feel like
touring the Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things like you'll go to, like, I've been to a bunch of baseball games, I've been to a lot of football games. You park. Pass the concession to get to your seat and then sit down, watch the game and leave.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't realize how much is actually like in a stadium.
Oh yeah.
That you don't know about because it's not on your like path.
Mm-hmm. No, I 100% agree. And so I feel like for this like whole trip, we each did something that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
So like that was kind of my like thing that I really wanted to do. And like, I was content with the trip if we did that. So then after we went to the Grove, that was one of my favorite things, too.
Yeah.
That was... If you guys didn't know, the Grove is basically this outdoor outlet mall.
It was not like this Grove, I'll tell you, in Wesley Chapel.
Yeah, it's not like that outlet, but like...
It's literally like a...
A bougie?
Like a... Well, because I know not everyone's from Tampa, but I was literally about to say it's literally, like, International Mall, but, like, on crack outside. Like, it's the nicest stores that you probably, like, some of them you haven't even probably heard of because they're that, like, high-end, I guess. But then they also have, like, Express, H&M.
Nike.
Yeah.
October's
very own.
OVO. But, yeah, so the Grove was amazing. I loved it. And that's where all the celebrities go to shop, you know? That's what you told me, at least.
Yeah, and the YouTubers.
And the YouTubers, Tana, Mongoose, and
not
all them.
Cease and desist. Because, like, again, it's another experience. Like, I will say when we went to California, a lot of the things we did are things that, like, maybe if we lived over there, it would be something we do often.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like... My favorite types of things like that are ones that, even if it's a Target, it's still a Target in another state.
Oh, yeah. They got different stuff, you know? Sometimes there's, like, little gift shop things in there, and, like, they have, like, memorabilia for that state or something. Yeah. No, I 100% understand that.
Because which day did we go to Century City?
Oh, Century, is that the music store?
No, that's the, it's literally like the situation.
Oh, the Westfield.
Westfield Mall.
Just say Westfield.
The fact that we have probably one of the crappiest Westfield malls near us, and they have that as their Westfield mall.
That deserves like its own podcast right there.
Yeah, no, but, that was crazy.
But we'll get to that in a second, because I have a lot to say on that. But like, for instance, just continue with the Grove. That was... by far one of my favorite things, and my biggest regret is not getting something from the OVO pop-up shop, which, if you guys don't know, OVO stands for October's Very Own, and that is Drake's brand. And not saying I'm a huge Drake fan, but it was just, it would be cool to get something to like be like, yeah, I went to the OVO pop-up shop at the Grove in LA and got this $80 t-shirt.
To be fair though, I was surprised that you didn't get like a Versace wallet.
Because I already...
We were there.
Did I already... Oh.
You didn't have it.
Oh, then. I didn't have it?
No, I think it's that we didn't find
the
one you wanted.
Didn't, yes.
And I think you were holding on for your money for that, and then we never found it.
Update. Got the Versace wallet. Yeah. It looks great. That's probably one of
it looks clean.
That's probably my favorite thing I've ever bought. Favorite thing I've ever bought? Yeah.
Bought?
That's not a word. That's my favorite thing I've ever purchased, I guess. Yeah. I love this wallet. It's great. Because it doesn't look too, like, over the top, but it's also kind of like, you know, you pull it out, people are like, yeah. This man looks like he has money, but he doesn't. That's what I like about it. He looks rich,
but he ain't.
But then after, we went to that little market, too, next to the Grove, right?
Is yeah, that what it was? I think it was a bunch of food, though, mostly.
Yeah, what did it feel? It felt like a fair.
It felt like a flea market.
Flea market, kind of,
but, like,
yeah.
With food.
Yeah.
Because, like, they had, I think all of us got something different, but it was, like, a bunch of random, like, street food. It was good. Whatever it was good.
And then, not to mention, we also ate at Shake Shack. At the time, there was no Shake Shacks.
No, there weren't. And Shake
Tampa.
Shack,
that was good.
Think Shake Shack's better than In-N-Out.
Okay, you didn't need to say that. But we already established that you don't like In-N-Out. We already established that you have to.
Shake Shack's cheese fries.
Shake Shack is very good. I will say that.
And their milkshakes.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not. I'm with you. I'm with you, homegirl. I'm with you on this.
I'm rocking with Shake Shack.
I'm with you. Yeah, so Shake Shack, I think the closest one was Orlando on, like, International Drive or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to drive an hour and a half, 2 hours to get some Shake Shack. But now there's one, like, 20 minutes down the road, 30 minutes down the road. So we really appreciated that. And the reason we were flipping over Shake Shack was because we didn't have one there or here where we live. So, yeah. I mean, that was pretty good. My first or second time having Shake Shack.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. We also apparently just walked around the streets.
I think that's the day that we went to
the music.
Museum of Death, too.
And we went to the museum. Because
that's the one thing I wanted to do. Was go.
Well, we killed two birds with one stone?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, I guess, we went to that music store, the record store for Brandy.
That was pretty dope, though.
That was really nice.
Huge.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference. I was even saying the same thing when I went to New York and, like, Connecticut or whatever this weekend. Tampa doesn't have a ton of, like, independent, like, big, like, record stores or, like, bookstores or, like, even, like, independent coffee shops that aren't necessarily like
that New York came out right there.
I hate that. In like besides like Hyde Park.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like
there's a lot of
all of them are overpopulated.
Too. Yeah.
Versus like there wasn't really anyone there. For it being as big as it was, there
was
wasn't really a ton of people there.
Two stories or something.
But I don't know if anyone wanted to see it or if we just stumbled upon it.
I think we passed by it. There's like some artwork on the window, and Brandy was like, "Hey, I want to stop in here."
And we said, "Bet."
Yeah, and it was really nice. Honestly, that
yeah,
was super nice. And then later that night, wow, we really packed a lot into this second day. But we went to the Griffith Observatory,
yeah.
Which, for all my guys out there that played Grand Theft Auto 5, they know exactly what I'm talking about. It's that big kind of building on top of this mountain with this big telescope. They do different types of, I guess, stargazing events there. And
you can see the Hollywood sign.
You can see the Hollywood sign. There's a bunch of, you can see downtown. There's a bunch of little trails you can go around there. And that's, I feel like that's kind of like an underrated, like,
spot.
Not a lot of tourists know about that.
No,
I could be talking out my ass, but
I guess, because I feel like
it was packed when we went.
Because when I think of, like, like that kind of stuff, I think of, like, the baseball stadium.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people don't think to look at, like, a museum or, like, something, I guess, science-based. As, like
yeah,
people don't come here to go to Mosey.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, the Dolly Museum.
Yeah.
But they, like, will come here for, like, Busch Gardens.
I agree. Which, speaking of Busch Gardens, the very next day,
this is a Knott's Berry Farm.
We went to Knott's Berry Farm. And at this point, actually, going back to that June 4th, that night after everything's done, we're tired. We're ready to get out of there. And we get back to the Airbnb, and we're like, what should we do tomorrow? We didn't have it planned, which we probably should have had it. I guess we kind of knew. We were, like, throwing things up in the air, like, oh, what do we
want? We had, because me and you specifically.
Oh, we carry that shit.
Brittany's listening. Sorry, Brittany. We didn't, like, me and you planned, like, every, like, and I honestly, I'm glad we did, because we could have, we were packed every single day of doing things, and we still could have stayed probably another day or two to do other things. Oh, but we, I feel like, hit every point of, like, something to do in California by planning it out.
We got that California kind of dream living.
Oh, yeah.
We hit, we saw everything. We hit everything. But we planned to go to Knott's Berry Farm that night, and we were like, yeah, let's go. If you guys don't know, Knott's Berry Farm is basically Anaheim's Busch Gardens. Is that what you compare it to?
Yeah. Kinda?
It's like a Six Flags Busch Gardens kind of thing.
It's not like... It was definitely, I think, my least favorite thing to do on the trip.
And why was that, Madison?
Because it was... It sucked. I don't... It's not that it sucked. Okay. To be fair, the day we went, there was, like, a bunch of, like,
every camps. School in California decided
to go. It's one of those... I'm glad I got to go.
Yeah.
But I would never go back.
Exactly.
Like, I'm glad that, like, I got to see it. It was cool. Like, they had a bunch of different, like, you know, like a colonial town and, like, stuff like that. Roller coaster. It was definitely something to do, but I feel like it's one of those that, again, wouldn't do again, or I would do it again if I had, like, a kid to bring with, or, like, a small child.
I feel that. Or it's one of those things where, like, you might want to just go for the day. Like, I don't know. It's just like...
If I lived there, I would have a pass to walk around.
Yeah. Right? And just be like, okay, let's go. Like, but and then like just leave, someone, like, an hour later.
If someone came from out of town, I wouldn't be like, hey, let's go hit up Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, no. I will say shout out to Jake, because he decided to play the little baseball carnival game.
Oh, he did.
I missed every single one. So, shout out to Jake for that.
Shout out to Jake for making us a laughing stock.
And then right after, since we're in the area, we decided to go to the Angels game.
Well, we went to the Outlets to kill before the Angels game.
The Outlets?
Yeah.
Is that the Westfield?
No, because remember, we went to three malls. There was no reason we had to go to three shopping centers, but like, because we went to Rodeo Drive. This day, we went to the Outlets, because remember, Century City is when me, you, and Jake looked for a...
No, that was Westfield.
That's the same thing.
You just said it wasn't.
Like, Westfield and Century City are the same.
Yeah, but we did that. We didn't
but
do that.
But the Outlets.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like, where are the Outlets? Where do we go for the Outlets?
I don't remember. But it was a Tangiers outlet, though. It was like how St. Augustine has them. It was that brand. Okay. But it was that brand. But I literally don't remember. Like, I think it must have been close to where the Angels game was. And we just had. We couldn't stay at Knott's Berry any longer, and we needed time to kill. So we went to the Outlets. I don't really, again, know why.
I think it was just to pass some time. I don't really remember that part. Obviously, it wasn't that memorable. We didn't really do anything.
No, we didn't do much. We were literally there for like an hour and a half. And then we then went to the Angel Stadium.
Which, we didn't stay the whole game. We literally stayed, let me see. Probably until the fourth inning. The score was 7-5. I enjoyed it because I got to see, like I said, I'm a big baseball fan, so I got to see Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, which are some of the biggest baseball players in the game right now. Some of the best to ever do it, and that's a whole different thing. So for me, and like being in that atmosphere, like the stadium is just so beautiful. Like,
this sounds bad. This might be an unpopular opinion for all of you Tampa Bayers. Tropicana
has nothing.
Is the ass, like, most ass baseball, one of the most ass baseball stadiums in comparison to like when I went to New York over the summer. I went to a Yankees game. The energy of like a Yankees game and like the streets afterwards filled up with Yankees fans just like cheering, whatever.
That happens here in Tampa too, whenever the Rays play the Yankees. You get more
of the Yankees flag, of the Snowbirds.
Yeah.
But like, even with like the Angel Stadium, it was, like, crazy.
Oh, yeah.
With, like, the energy there compared to, like, again, like, a race game is so different.
Like, the rock structure and center field, just beautiful.
Yeah.
It was at night. The sun was setting.
It was 60 degrees. It was...
Oh, it was nice.
It was crisp. It was great.
Beautiful. And then, so, we get done. We're heading back to our Pasadena Airbnb.
Yeah.
And the next day, that's when we become super tourists.
We went to the pier.
We went to the pier, Santa Monica, Venice, you know, just did that.
On one of the coldest days.
Oh, one of the coldest of our days. Trip.
Yeah,
that wasn't...
It was interesting. I don't know what I... Like, I kind of wish that it wasn't cold when we went. I don't know when their hot weather is then, but, like, because I feel like going to the beach over there is probably dope. I've never been...
The water on the West Coast in the Pacific Ocean is always cold.
I was about to say, I've never been, I don't think, to, like, that ocean.
No, Pacific Ocean is always cold. Always.
Damn.
Well, summer, like winter, cold, always cold. Gulf of Mexico is where it's at. I will say that. You don't like the... Because it's warm. I like my water warm.
The Atlantic's better, though.
The Atlantic beaches are too rocky and shelly.
Okay.
But if you go to, like, Anna Maria.
But, like, because, like, obviously, like, I used to live over by Daytona.
But you, like, also get the sunsets on this side, so I don't want to hear it.
Well, I don't know what that, I don't know how, where.
What do you mean how? In the Gulf of Mexico, you get, you get the sunsets. On the Atlantic, you get the sunrises.
I'm not even going to ask.
Oh, my Lord.
No, but.
Because it rises in the east, sets in the west. Look it up right now.
No, I believe you.
Okay, thanks.
I literally have no...
Okay, good, good. Anyone else listening to that that's questioning me right now, don't look it up.
So then does the sun just not...
What do you mean, does it...
Wait.
Wait, why are we getting confused here? Why are we getting confused?
Because... I'll play it out in my head.
No, go ahead and say it, because I'm confused myself.
No, because... I believe you.
I'm looking up for my sake.
Okay.
Where?
Where? Is this set everywhere?
The west.
No, but...
Madison, sweetheart, listen. you're standing, all right? You're standing. You look to the east. The sun goes, woo, goes over your head at noon. 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's right there, right over your head.
No, yeah.
And then, woo. Maybe 6 o'clock, it's over there on the west side of you. And then it goes down, and then it whoo, comes back on the east side the very next day at like 7 a.m. Middle of the sky, 12 o'clock, 12 p.m. 6 p.m., it's on the west. Rises in the east, sets in the west. You never heard that?
No.
It's okay, we need to get back to this podcast anyway.
I don't have time to teach you... Basic geography and science.
That's just astrology right there.
Isn't astrology like zodiacs? That's astronomy.
Oh, is it?
Astrology,
shit, we might have to cut that out.
Astronomy is like, because you're like an Aries. But like astronomy, I think, is like planets.
Okay, I'm done talking about this. I'm a little confused.
No, because we're both about to be like, they should quit the podcast and go to class. It's what they should do.
Brain cells dying.
But the next day we went to the pier. Oh, we saw
sea lions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were really cute. Just because I've never seen those in real life, like in real time. And Jake almost got kick flipped in the head.
Yeah. We did one of those like touristy kind of, what's it called? Like people are like, you know, dancing or whatever. And they asked for volunteers. We gave them our white friend.
You gave them our white friend.
We donated him and they jumped over him. Almost got kicked, but you know,
that's fine.
It was pretty dope. Was that the day that we went to the Westfield, though?
The day we went, yeah. Because, like, I think after the pier, we went to the mall, and then Brandy wanted to meet somebody.
Drag queen.
I don't know.
Sorry, Brandy.
It was Awkwafina, but I think that's a...
That's also...
I think that's
a water
an actress.
Company.
Anyway, she wanted to meet that... person.
Drag queen.
Yeah. She wanted to meet that person, and we were like, you know what? We're going to
find some souvenirs.
We're like gonna find some souvenirs. We googled closest souvenir shop. And we're like, oh, it's 0.3 miles away. That's fine. We can hoof it.
Before we get into that story. We could hoof it. That's probably one of my favorite moments of this whole trip. But before we get into that, I want to just give my appreciation and a shout out to that Westfield Mall.
Oh, absolutely.
That was easily, I know we've talked about it a little bit before, but that mall was by far the best place, not even mall, one of the best places I've ever been in my life.
I
fell in love with that Westfield Mall. I'd go back just for that mall, actually. That's a hot take. I'd go back just for that mall.
Because it was incredible. Like, first of all, it was huge.
Just huge.
Second of all, it had so many, like, obtainable stores. So it wasn't the same as, like, the, like, I guess, like, the glam. Yeah. Of going to, like, Rodeo Drive.
Yeah.
But, like, it was, like, a normal mall. Like, that would be a mall that I would shop at if I lived in that area.
Oh, 100%. You still had, like, those expensive stores, but you also had, like, the regular stores as well.
And the food court. The food court. They had ramen. They had sushi. They had a Shake Shack.
Literally,
they had
anything
Chipotle.
You wanted.
Anything you wanted.
Anything you wanted. And it was, like, the thing about it was they're cooking it, like, right there. Like, I know sometimes, like, you go to, like, your local mall or whatever, and it's, like, the food's probably been staying out for a little bit.
Yeah, no, they cook that
Literally, like, if there's probably brisket there, they're cutting it up right there. They're getting out of the smoker. I was like, is this a five-star restaurant, or is this a mall food court? That was amazing. And there's, like, people walking around, like, the stilts with, like,
oh, yeah.
We saw that, and then we also, it was just super modern, too. Like, it was just super, like, up-to-date. It didn't look outdated. It was just, honestly, beautiful. The architecture of it was beautiful.
And, like, half of it was out, like, the middle of it, it brought you, like, outside.
Yes.
Because then the top portion of it was, like, an outdoor mall. And then you would go back into, like, inside of the mall. But from there...
Oh my gosh, look this place up. Literally, when you have the time, look it up on your phone. Los Angeles Westfield Mall. That thing is beautiful. Like, oh, it's so great.
Again, compared to ours that we have, is crazy.
Wow, it's super modern. Like, I didn't even realize it had your cheesecake. It had literally all your restaurants, too, if you didn't want to eat at the food court. Look at that. That's
it makes
insane.
Me, like, sad. That we're not there.
That's literally insane.
Yeah.
That's a mall? Like,
and the fact that we tried finding our souvenirs.
I'm going to get some texts after this and be like, yo, that mall was actually shit. Like,
no, literally.
Like, I don't know why you're like orgasming over that mall.
Been to international. Like, yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
I'd be like, I don't know why you're orgasming over that mall, but that looks like a basic ass mall to me. I'm like, okay. Sorry.
Okay, heard. But I do agree. It was beautiful. And I feel like even though we did walk to find souvenirs. Well, to be fair, we pictured in our head for souvenirs, like, you know, like when you go to New York, it's like the I Love New York gifts. We thought that's what we were getting. We literally walked, like, uphill. It was, like, 50 degrees to a hotel lobby.
At this point, we ditched Brandy.
We didn't ditch her. We knew where she was.
We did. And, we were like, okay, stand in line for this drag queen. We'll be back. We're getting some souvenirs, I guess. We went on this goose chase for souvenirs. Like you said, it landed us in this really nice hotel.
Really nice. Couldn't afford it, but really. They probably were like, why is this riffraff just sitting in our lobby?
Like, is this dude homeless right now? Like,
no, really.
So we go in there. There's not really a lot of people in there, I would say. And then we go to this gift store, hotel gift shop.
Yeah. It was, like, but it was the size of, like, a hospital gift shop.
Yeah.
And it had, like, generic, like, wish you were here.
Yeah.
Like, they had, like, maybe five things that said anything about California.
I don't think I bought anything. I think you guys bought something.
Yeah, I think we bought, like, shot glasses.
Yeah.
Because,
were you about to say I bought something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say Jake did.
Yeah.
Like, me and Jake bought, like, shot glasses. But
for me, I was like, I'm going to be back, so...
And were you?
I was. Actually, not L.A., but California.
California, anyway. Yeah, no, it definitely was a... it definitely was something. I mean, again, to be fair, we probably should have done more research before we decided to walk on the side of a highway to get to the hotel.
This was also our last day.
Yeah, so we were like, we literally have... Because California, again, it's not like a New York where they have gift shops. They just don't have... Like, even when we went to, like, the, like, Walk of Fame and stuff like that, like, I didn't see a ton of, like... Yeah. California merch, I guess.
Yeah, no. I think that's what, like, you go to, like, a Target for one of those kind of thing. And then my Target might have it. Might not. Who knows? But, no, that, like, that, like, I think the story of how we got to that hotel, we just didn't, like, do it justice because we literally got lost.
Yeah, we literally, we took a wrong turn.
It was 0.3 miles away. And we got lost. And we couldn't
figure out how to get out of the, like, out of the mall.
Because the mall was that good.
Because the mall was that good. You get lost in the sun. And then we couldn't find Brandy. Like, she was like, yeah, we're done. Because I think she had one of our phones.
Yeah, because her phone
was charged. I think it died or something. But, so, we were trying to find Brandy. She's like, yeah, I'm done. I said, that would be great if we could find you. We literally, I'm not kidding.
And we didn't have internet or, like, cell reception.
No, we had no service. Ooh. We finally found the mall, thank God. But it took us to, like, the side, like, bottom door of Macy's. I'm like, I have no idea where Brandy's at in this mall. I'm going to hope I can find her, to be honest.
A good comparison for this mall, and this is the last thing I'm going to say about it, because y'all are tired of hearing it. It's like that scene, if you've seen Percy Jackson, it's like that scene where they're in the casino, and they eat the lotus flower, and they get, like, dazed, and they stay in the casino. Like, you can't leave. Like, people have been in there for, like, 40 years, because that, like, plant keeps them there. That's how that mall was. That mall, you step foot in that mall, you're getting lost, you're never coming out. Somehow we made it out just to go back and get lost again.
Just sit there. Oh, and then we got the big donuts.
Oh, yeah, the food. They had huge donuts that we got.
In, like, a random, like, in the middle of the mall. Like, an Indian's, but better.
Yeah.
Because it was in a box. It was in, like, a greenhouse almost.
Yeah, it was a huge box. But that, I feel like we didn't even talk about the food that we, I mean, we did with the In-N-Out Shake Shack, but, like, other than that, like, the food was just really good, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just because we were in California or, like, experiencing something new. Or if it was, like, the food was actually genuinely good.
I feel like actually genuinely good. I know that we were, like, playing around with the idea. We're like, oh, my God, maybe we'll, like, splurge and go to Nobu. But we did not have Nobu money. And I still don't have Nobu money. So.
I think if I were to go back, now that TikTok is, like, this whole big thing, which, when we went, TikTok wasn't big. Was it, like, Musical.ly when we went?
Yeah.
The summer of 2019, that was Musical.ly.
Musical.ly, I think, yeah.
Okay, so, we did that, and, like, I wasn't big on TikTok or anything like that. So, like, now, seeing, like, all the food, like, the restaurants and, like, the little, like, streetcar, like, street van.
Yeah.
Things like that. I really want to go back and try some of that, like, food. Like, the tacos and, like, those burritos that have, like, the chicken tenders and the fries and
I feel like we did find a lot, considering we didn't have anything like TikTok.
Yeah.
Because I feel like most of my trips or things I do now, even if it's like a meal, like a crock pot recipe, I'm like, oh, let me just look on TikTok.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's the only thing I would probably change if I were to go back with y'all. Is there anything that you regret or, like, you would have wanted to do that you didn't, or anything you would, like, we know Knott's Berry you would take out if you'd go back. Yeah. But, like, is there anything?
I feel like I would want to explore more of, like, Northern California.
Like, are you talking about, like, Northern LA or, like, San Francisco?
Like, Sacramento. Like,
okay.
I feel like if the next time I go to California, I would want to go to, like, Napa Valley or, like, don't look at me, like, Napa Valley or, like, San Francisco, like, Alcatraz area versus, like, Los Angeles again, only because I've been.
I'm going to send you something after this podcast.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say about that. But, I'll just say, Northern California is just as great. You can stay there for 2 weeks and still have something to do almost every single day. It's just like, I would say for anyone that hasn't been to California and like you're kind of on the fence about going, one, just do it. Like, why wouldn't you, kind of thing? But also, like, there's just so much to do.
Yeah.
Like, just do the touristy stuff. But, like, also do your research, as you would do with any other place, you know? Like, it's honestly a great place because they have literally something for every single type of person. If you like shopping, they have shopping. If you like food, they have food. If you like sports, great sports. If you like just relaxing, they have great, like, golf courses, massage places, and different things like that where you can just go relax. Like, if you want to see a wilderness, there's so many trails and places like that to go see. Like, truly, it's, there's something for everyone. And the weather is, people aren't joking when they talk about how great California weather is, because it's the dry heat. You can wear pants in 85 degree weather because you're not going to start sweating. And like the wind, it's just
beautiful. The only thing I wouldn't, that would freak me out, would be like wildfires or like earthquakes. Like, I think about that a lot, about natural disasters, of like, I feel like, I know hurricanes obviously are terrible, but I feel like
them. You can
out of yeah I feel like out of the natural disasters, I'm good with the hurricanes. I couldn't imagine living in California and like all of a sudden your house is just,
that's
like,
what happened the other night. 4.2
That's crazy.
Magnitude, yeah.
Like, imagine you're sleeping and your whole house just starts shaking and you just slip into a crack.
I don't think it works like that, but...
No, because the tectonic plates, right? They rub? Is that not true?
It's not like, you know, like the movies where, like, you have a little earthquake and then the ground just, like, splits
See,
open.
See, I feel, unfortunately, that I feel like your friends are going to listen to this.
You're like, this dumbass.
Like, and they're like, respectfully, she's the dumbest fucking person ever.
They'd be like, respectfully, Jace, put me on that. Put me on
that. Like, so she knows nothing about history, geography. Then what does she know about?
But, yeah, no, like, obviously you have, like, the San Andreas Fault that everyone's scared of. But I wonder if people in, like, California are like, oh, I don't want to go to Florida because what happens if there's a hurricane, you know?
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, what if something combusts like it does over there?
We have wildfires here.
Where?
I don't know. Like, literally, you can get wildfires anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, just go camping and then kick a cigarette butt out. You just created a wildfire.
Yeah, but, like, not...
Naturally.
Because it's not as dry.
That is true. That is true. I will say that. But, I mean, yeah, it doesn't happen as much here. I would say anywhere you go, don't let natural disasters discourage you from going somewhere, though.
No.
Everywhere has that. Like, you got the North with the blizzards, Midwest with tornadoes, West Coast with earthquakes and tsunamis, and then you got, like, East Coast with hurricanes, and what else do we have here in Florida? Heat. Just, literally the heat.
Literally just the heat.
The heat will kill you.
God-awful.
But, yeah, no, I guess my final thoughts about this whole trip and everything, and if you're planning on taking a trip and you're kind of on the fence about it, it's not about... For me, a lot of the times, it's not about the actual place you go. It's about the people you go with. So keep that in mind when you're wanting to go somewhere. Because I had an amazing time with the four of y'all, or the three of y'all. And, like, I don't think if I would have went with anyone else, I don't think it would have been the same.
I agree.
I genuinely, like, enjoyed our trip. Because just a lot happened. We experienced so much. And y'all really made the trip worth it. Because I've already, like I said, I already went to California. So, like, you know, it was nice to see y'all, like, kind of just experience it for the first time and all that. So I will say that it's about the people that you go with. They make the memories. All my trips that I've gone on have been insanely fun and just insanely memorable because of the people I was with. Greece, San Francisco, Blue Ridge, Georgia, L.A.
Yeah.
Like... Wouldn't ask for a different group.
I feel like if you... That's how it is, I feel like, with most trips. But even, like, with the California trip. Like, yeah. Would I have fun in general to go to California? Yeah. But it made it better.
Yeah.
Because, like, you, Jake, and Brandy were there. And, like, we just had, as a group, a lot of fun together.
Exactly. You could always have that one person that doesn't want to do anything that you want to do, too. Yeah. You know, that ruins the trip right there. Or the person that always complains, or...
Or the person that, like, doesn't take into account that, like, everybody has something they want to do on the trip.
So, just make sure you choose the people that you really want to go with. The people that you think would be the most fun. Also the most reliable, too, you know. People aren't going to back
out. Planning trips with people is... Especially people that are like, yeah, like, let me know. And then you try to text them, like, yeah, like, I really want to put together, like, a road trip or something. Crickets.
Yeah, you have to make sure that person's, like, or the group is reliable, that they're not going to back out. They're going to pay their end of the trip. They're going to be down to do some things you want to do, and they might not like it. And vice versa, you're going to have to do stuff that they like, you might not like. It's all about compromise and everything like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to have a memorable trip, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah. I agree. But I guess we will wrap this up, since we have been rambling for the past, like, hour or so.
And I need to get this out.
No, really.
It's coming out in what?
And 30 minutes of it is Jace talking about Westfield, that mall.
It deserves that 30 minutes. This podcast comes out in about
12 hours,
so
less than 12 hours. So we're going to wrap this up, but thank you so much, as always, for listening. Make sure to subscribe to our TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. Look out for our sound bites on TikTok. Also.
Oh, the sound bites are good. I think we're going to have a couple from this.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, and tune in next time. Bye.